The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmen, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmen and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmen likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is up? We are back.
Fuck yeah.
Back by popular demand.
Sylvie's a douchebag.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Super duper.
I figured I'd start it out right. Super douchebag.
Fucking ain't right, man.
Now, to be honest, we did put one in the can and it went into the ether.
It did, right.
So we did make an effort in September to get back in here.
Right, but 2-3 weeks ago, and schedules have been so busy, and I had a talk with Danny, and this thing was going to die last week.
He basically had a talk at Danny. It wasn't with him. It was at him.
And then, but the tweets have come in. People have been asking, where are they? Where are they?
Not only the tweets, but people
here
that...
Here he comes.
Yeah, people that see us out and about or on the street. I've had somebody in Kansas City asked me. I'm walking through the concourse in Kansas City.
Hammered.
No. At the game, and a couple of fans stops at high and one goes, "When's Unhinged coming on again?" This is in Kansas City.
When the Bears win their first fucking game,
well,
and
now
we can
do it. Now
that's what we should do. Every time the Bears win, you get an Unhinged.
That's right.
Yeah.
It depends on the fucking Bears.
I don't know. It might go 1-15. Hey,
they're only one game behind Green Bay. So
yeah, they are.
They're all right.
Hey, they're tied with Minnesota and one behind.
That's right. There you go.
Unfortunately, Detroit's also in the division.
Detroit's not going to have everything going rosy for them all year. At some point, they're going to get a target on their back, and here comes everybody.
No sports here, though. No sports. Just on him.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
It's good to be back. I'm glad to be back with you fine gentlemen. I say we press on and continue as best we can.
I do have a story that I've not told on the air.
Well, then spit it out.
And it reminds me of your story, Yurko, on Southwest, that you were dealing with. You were not happy with
that's
the
that
flight,
one flight
attendants.
Yeah, that was the one flight down to Fort Lauderdale last January.
I had an incident. And Waddle, you don't know about this either. The day that I took the train.
Secret incident.
The day I took the train, I had an incident with the conductor.
The Metra. Who gets into an incident with the conductor?
All the guy does is come and either collects your ticket or he asks you for the money.
Exactly.
Is he officially the conductor? The conductor, I thought, was the guy driving the train.
That's the engineer.
Yes, the engineer. He is truly the conductor.
Yeah.
So it was like out of Curb Your Enthusiasm.
What happened?
Okay, so I keep to myself. I love the train, very quiet.
Yes.
A lot of prepping for
that's why
for
I
the
love
show.
It.
You just sit and you chill out. I don't even wear headphones, but I wasn't listening to anything, so there was no need to have headphones. Keeping to myself, though, I got up at Union Station, and there are two doors. You know, you go out the door. There's a left side to the door and the right side to the door.
Yes. Two sides to the door.
Depending on which side of the track you come in.
Which door do you exit?
Well, it depends.
I don't know.
Depends on which side of the track.
This is America. Which side would you exit, the left or the right?
Side that's opened up.
Right side.
No.
Right
both open up.
Like normal traffic.
Oh, they both open?
Yeah, right. There's a door on the left and there's a door on the right.
They usually don't both open. Usually one opens.
I'm talking about exiting the train. That you go down these two, the three stairs.
Oh,
and then the doors
I see what you're saying.
I'm exiting out of the train.
On the right side.
So the right, that's my point. So I'm exiting out the right door because you always stay to
the
right.
You drive.
You're exiting on the right side of the door.
Yes, that's what you said. That's my point.
Yeah, yes.
All of a sudden, I hear the conductor yelling at me. What? He's yelling, hold on. Now, I didn't see this. He just had started this, lowering the...
Handicap.
The handicap thing. But he's yelling at me because I didn't see this, And I was just minding my own business.
This is while all the people are walking off the train?
Everyone walking off the train. We're all like a herd walking off. And he points at me and starts, Waddle, yelling at me. Like you always say. You could say, can you please pick up your socks?
Or you could say, hey, motherfucker, pick up those dirty socks before I kick you to the fucking curb.
So more people were walking ahead of you. He just happened to stop the train, and he wanted you to stop so he could lower the handicap.
Right. Well, but he's yelling at me, saying, hey, I said, you know, and I walked out. I turned around. I go, hey, you know, you don't have to yell at me. It's not the right way. And then he said to me, he goes, hey, you don't have to get so mad. I go, what world am I in? I'm standing here trying to exit the train. And then he looks at me and he goes, I know who you are.
Oh, geez. Wow.
And he goes, I'm upset at the Bears, too.
What the fuck is going on?
So then he starts making it like I'm in a bad mood because over the Bears.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Jesus.
And I'm like, what fucking world am I in right now?
Did you see the wonderful misdirection he just did on you?
Yes.
He took it from what it was originally about, and then he made it about your natural anger.
Yes.
He probably remembers the story about you yelling at your mom when you were a kid on the pigeon mouse.
Yes.
He remembers all
and
that.
The ironic part, Yurko's, my mom takes that train.
Yeah. Go figure.
The Skokie Swift.
No, that's the Metro. This is Metro Northwest.
Yeah.
Northwest line up to Milwaukee.
Did you ask for your money back?
Or up to the Milwaukee. No.
Did you start going after him? Did you want to talk to your manager?
I shook his hand. I asked for his name, though.
Did you
his
name's go Mark. After him? Listen here, you.
With a C or a K?
It was a K. It was a K?
Well, of course. Fuck with me.
I said to him at the end, I go, Mark. No, I said, Mark, we're all trying to get places.
Mark would have
killed. I didn't hear you.
I wonder why he signaled you.
I go, you didn't have to yell at me. I can't hear. Like, first of all, you guys know I don't hear well.
That's true.
Like, I didn't know you were lowering the handicap thing.
He was a selfish pig, is what you were. Yeah. He identified you
did
as being a selfish
pig. Did you see a handicapped person that was there?
No, and she was coming out of the other car.
So what? I don't even understand. The whole thing's confusing to
Very
me.
Very confusing.
I think he just wanted to get your attention.
And
be
yelling at me about the Bears?
I think so, because none of it makes too much sense. I got to say, I've never in all my years riding on the Metro or the
I've never even talked to a conductor.
I never got into it with a conductor.
South Shore.
I usually get along great with the conductors,
too. South Shore, not very popular.
No?
Nah, maybe in the morning, they're jammed, but when I have to come at like 9-something, if I ever take the train, sparse crowd.
It's sparse. Yeah.
Do you ever ask if you can sit up front with the guy, the engineer, to drive the train?
That would be fun, though.
I did once ask if I could hold his joystick.
Really?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said no.
No?
No.
Really?
Do you think it's like an actual joystick they have up there, by the way?
I believe it is, yeah.
I saw
Taking a Pelham 1-2-3.
Or that one or the other one with Denzel. What's the one with the true story? Unstoppable.
But one's a freight train and the other one is kind of a
passenger train. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Which one's more applicable, Carm?
The taking
Pelham. Yeah, why don't you shut your fucking mouth?
What? Was it crowded? Or is it?
No. Like, that's what's great about it.
You're coming late in the day.
Midday, when, like, I took, like, the 11:26 train.
They serve drinks on this one?
No drinks. It was pretty. You know, you had your own row, your own seat.
And I catch like a 2:45 home if I'm on the South Shore.
Yeah, you can take beers on the Metro. Schedule.
Yeah.
I love it.
You got to put them in a brown paper bag, right? You got to look like
you're homeless.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think
you do. I think it's got
to
be.
You also have to have a stick with a bandana tied around it with a little something in there. Your belongings.
Like you're a hobo or something?
Yeah, exactly.
He switched it on me. And he said he made it look like I was angry over the Bears and that I'm taking my anger. But I wasn't even angry. That was the whole thing.
You were headed to the jerk store.
I think he wanted to get like your attention, and he just found
a
way.
And he got it.
And he was able to rant on the Bears for a little bit.
He probably was having a bad day.
But I gave
him. He took it out on you.
He was yelling at people before. That's the other thing I noticed. Throughout the car, like other people had their feet up. He would come and yell at people. In my car, like I told you, I wasn't wearing headphones. Yeah. So I was observing this throughout the whole day.
Get your feet off the seat. Yeah.
Yes. He
throw your ass off.
Yeah, basically that way, yeah.
Who do you find are normally the most unpleasant in those circumstances? Flight attendants, conductors?
I think it varies. Somebody always is having a bad day.
I feel like the people working the counters at the airport are always extremely annoyed and just pissed off at life. And they kind of take it out on you.
That's my general sense most
of the time.
For me, I put flight attendants first.
Because they've got problems with
a new source of power ever since COVID.
Really?
They've got a new sense of entitlement and power where they can dictate what they want. And their go-to is, well, we're going to get you off the flight and you're going to be put on the no-fly list. Oh, yeah.
I got to be honest. Nobody's ever said that to me.
Don't they deal with a lot of assholes, though? I've had it done. Don't they deal with a lot of assholes?
You shouldn't be so hard on the flight attendants. Are you calling them assholes?
No, I'm saying they're dealing with a lot of assholes.
Well, I don't know. I found it more the other way.
Like in Kansas City, we were talking to...
I find it more the other way than I do.
We were in the bar, and we were talking to a few Southwest flight attendants. And my wife and I were asking them about what they have to deal with and everything like that. Some tricks of the trade and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Some tips.
They don't do anything anymore. Back in flight attendant 20 years ago... They had to do things. They don't do shit no more.
They throw a bag of pretzels at you. They chuck some fucking Cheez-Its at you,
and they say, "Hey, what the fuck you want to drink?" Well, we don't have
it. Can you imagine?
They
say, "Hey, what the fuck do you want to drink there?"
Yeah. I've never had a flight attendant say that.
Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Never once.
And they fucking worked hard today.
I've never had one of them threaten to put me on a no-fly list.
Yeah, well, I've been there. You ain't been there. Good for you.
That's my point.
Have you ever been threatened to be put on a no-fly list? I'm on the no-train list.
Danny, have you ever been threatened to be on a no-fly list?
Yeah.
It's funny. One guy in the room has been threatened to be put on the no-fly list.
And me and Cousin Bobo start speaking Croatian, and boom, the cops show up. What? Because I'm speaking a foreign language? All of a sudden, I'm a fucking threat to you?
Well, I mean, because you're a big burly type.
This was in Fort Myers. Well, and Cousin Bobo's even bigger than
I am. He's even bigger. Yeah. I know, yeah.
They start speaking, all of a sudden, next thing you know, intimidated.
You guys aggravated on their segways. Nothing worse than airport cops, too.
You know?
Yeah, airport cops are bad.
Holy fuck.
I know, that's pretty bad.
They couldn't get a real job, so they became airport cops.
I enjoy the TSA agents.
Yeah, they come out of nowhere. We do all the time.
We have great relationships with the TSA agents.
I'm actually quite amazed at how often they're like, "Hey, have a great flight. Love the show.
Yes, all the time. They are our number one fan.
There's like three Johns that are there.
When was it? Last year at some point, I was flying somewhere. Guy comes up as I've through security with the family. And he goes, "I know I'm not supposed to do this, but would you mind real quick taking a picture?" I was like, "No, of course not. You know,
Only if I can get my machete through the machine without ink.
And then my kids are always like sort of fascinated by it. They're like, "Why would someone take a picture with you? Yeah, like they don't get it.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
I have leather-bound books. Yeah, but the TSA guy, they're always nice.
They're great.
You know, I mean, most 90% of the time.
Did I say the TSA?
No. We moved down.
Airport cops.
Yeah, the airport cops.
All of a sudden, the ones with the dogs, Die Hard 2.
Yeah. The ones with the dogs?
Belker. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, six Segways come out of nowhere. It's like they spent their whole budget on the Segways, and here they come
on
their Segways.
How long did you spend on the no-fly list?
Paul fucking Blart. That's who it was. Paul fucking Blart comes over.
How long were you on the no-fly list?
I wasn't at all.
No?
No.
So we just went through this.
Twice?
I've been threatened.
Yeah?
I've been threatened to be put on the no-fly list.
So what'd you do? Did you go to a knee and put your hands? "Please don't put me on the no-fly list, ma'am."
No. But if there's a better option, we were trying to get to Dallas, Texas that day.
Train.
And we got bumped.
Train.
We had to be there that night. We had to get there for a specific dinner. So I had Boris talk to him. I walked away and Boris talked to him. Got it. We had to go through Charlotte to
get
to Dallas.
This was Southwest, right?
Southwest. Had to go to Charlotte.
To get to Dallas?
How about we know people who were on in Kansas City with us who had to fly from Kansas City to Baltimore to come home to Chicago.
That's like Southwest has a whole drive. I said,
I go, wait a minute.
The guy's coming out, flew to Denver, and had to fly back to Kansas, and then flew to Baltimore.
Fly from Kansas City to the East Coast to come back to Chicago.
It can't be cheaper.
Who's booking that?
They'll remain nameless.
It can't be cheaper.
It must have been.
No, it is. The stop was cheaper.
It was.
Well, I'm just saying the stop. It was cheaper. But you're spending more.
No, it was. It's not cheaper on your
the commodity of your time.
Right.
It's definitely not fucking cheaper.
Well, they know that.
Oh, but it was cheaper monetarily.
I think it's probably because there's more space on the flights coming out of Denver going back to
Baltimore. And then Baltimore to Chicago.
Yeah.
I said, you could give me a swift kick in the fucking balls.
I can't stand and connect.
I said, there's no chance. I literally say, cancel my flight. I'm driving back home to Chicago.
So this is what I do on a Southwest flight. Now I get my thing. I get in early, 24 hours in advance. Get in there. Get on the plane and just disappear.
Start farting like a motherfucker.
Just disappear. My essence is to go to sleep.
He wears a tank top and tight shorts.
I don't have to communicate with anybody.
That's
it. I don't want to talk to anybody.
What's that?
Just get on the flight.
Yeah. Johnny gets on the flight. He's wearing a Speedo and a tank top, and he gets in a middle seat knowing no one's going to get in the row with him.
I take the opposite approach. The first thing I do, when I kill him with kindness.
Sure. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm Sylvie. You listen to my radio show?
I say hi to the pilot.
It's the top-rated show in all of Chicago.
Then he goes into the bathroom and changes into comfortable flying clothes.
I give you great sports takes, should listen to my show.
I'm in comfortable clothes.
Oh, always. Jesus.
The only time you change is when you're in changing for a new climate.
Pearson.
I never change. And even if I'm changing climates, I don't mind. I always dress... Normally, you're leaving here in bad weather and going to warm weather. I mean, that's the ideal thing. I still dress. I don't care. I don't care if I'm leaving the house and it's 15 degrees out. There's no jacket. Nothing.
Yeah, you don't want to have extra layers.
I don't
layers.
Give two fucks.
I always have a carry-on bag in that scenario.
I don't want to be checking bags. I'm going somewhere warm when we leave here in the winter. I don't bring a jacket. I don't bring heavy clothes.
In the carry-on bag, I stop at the store and pick up a soda, maybe a Sprite, maybe two. Maybe some of them...
Because the flight attendants are giving you any.
Yogurt-covered raisins with the M&M.
All
the
healthy
nuts.
Stuff, basically. Well,
no, with the nuts. No, what's that stuff called? Jamboree?
Sprites with yogurt-covered raisins. What do you think?
Goobers Jamboree. And Raisinettes.
Not goobers and raisinettes. It comes with peanuts.
Trail mix. Peanuts,
damn
right?
It, that's what it's called. Jamboree. It's called trail mix.
All the healthy stuff.
Trail mix. So I pick up a trail mix. That way I don't have to communicate with any of the angry people that are working on the plane.
Well, then it sounds like you have it worked out.
I finally got it worked out.
I mean, you're 56.
So I got to put up with that.
We got it worked out.
They used to be friendlier, Carm.
It
used to be wonderful to fly in the skies. They used to take care of you. Now they don't give a rat's ass.
There's no way.
They don't give you much. That's true.
I don't even want to be on a plane.
That's not their fault. That's not the flight attendant's fault.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
They can convey to corporate that this isn't working.
And corporate can tell them to go fuck themselves.
I mean, really. But instead, they've embraced it.
You think they're making the policy? No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got busted in Kansas City by Thayer. So you know
for what crack?
No, so you know, and you know crack. Me, Waddle. I'm very regimented when I board a plane.
Listen, he'd leave his mom fucking 100 feet back just to get on the plane first.
This is a good example.
And he jumps the line if he's in group four.
I'm in group two. Still getting group two. Always group two.
Line jumper. You're a line jumper.
I got status
because you got status.
I got status these days.
Yeah.
So, but. So we're a family of four, and we all have a decent size carry on. So you know, on these short leg trips,
the
carry on goes quickly.
Yeah.
So you got to get on. You got to get your carry on space. So the four of us hop on, and right away, Braxy wants to go say hi to the pilot. Now, if you go and you want to say hi to the pilot, you're in trouble because you may miss your carry on space. So the pilot's like, come on in, young man. Hey, Dad, come take a picture of him in the cockpit. So I have my big carry-on bag with Braxy's carry-on bag, Allie and Mason are in front of me, and I said to Allie, I go, take our carry-on bags. Yeah. Now, these are big carry-on bags. Now, Allie's responsible.
105 pounds.
Now, she's got four carry-on bags,
She's pushing them up there.
But I'm thinking
because
to myself,
you can't say no.
We're fucked if I don't get these carry-on bags. What are you doing
with
your
fucking
phone,
dude?
This is shit. Just phone away. Fucking show. You act like this is something fucking serious.
Put it away.
Who cares? Here. No, it's going to fucking play
What
now.
Are you watching?
Soccer moves.
Put it away.
He's watching soccer moves. Dribbling skills. It's a skills take.
What the fuck are you doing, dude?
I'd love to see you put on a soccer skills fucking video.
So
we should do that.
No, let's go. What happened? Your little kid's talking to the pilot. You can't tell your child no. So now poor Allie.
I will say, I tell my kid, I'm like, no, we're not going to see the pilot.
Allie's dragging four big fucking bags that shouldn't be an overhead anyway.
But I've been married for 11 years, so I don't think anything of it.
Row 17.
So Sunday, I get to the fucking booth. And the first thing Thayer says to me, he goes, I heard about you.
Yeah.
I go, what do you mean you heard about me? He goes, I heard you stuck all your carry-on bags with now the poor wife.
Yeah, she's already spreading.
She's
already telling everybody about it.
Husband of the year.
How the fuck do you know about this?
I love it. She's already telling people about it. I'm with Yurko. That's where I tell the kids. I'm like, no, we're not going to see the pilot. Let's go. Get in our seats. Get a carry-out, a fucking spot for your bag.
That's go. Row 18. Yeah.
You're ripping your ass moving. You're ripping the staff that they're not nice. And then when they are nice, you're saying, no, you can't go see them.
Well, that's more because you have to have a single. What do you call your goal?
A singleness of purpose.
At that point, and the singleness of purpose to get a spot.
That's right.
That can accommodate all your bags that can accommodate the family. There's no stopping to see the
pilot. There is a rhythm to traveling.
There is. Yeah, I prefer to check my bag too.
No, that's crazy.
No, because then you're wasting time.
Why? I'm checking my bag. Going to Vegas and checking my bag.
Yeah, but you got your golf clubs.
Checking my bag.
But I know, but that makes sense because
if it fits overhead, you got
to
do it overhead.
You have to check a golf bag anyway. So then you're unfettered from any other bag.
When you get there, what are you in a hurry for?
Oh, I'm out, dude. Are you kidding? I don't want to go wait for a fucking carousel to come spin around.
When you landed in Kansas City, you were ready to get the hell out.
Absolutely. Now, we had to wait because we had equipment that we had to go get. I helped Travis and Jake Cantu with the equipment that we brought.
Several years ago when we landed in Boston, I was in the North End, and while they were still trying to get their stuff from the...
I remember we came off the plane. I'm like, where's Waddle?
He's gone.
He's
on a yacht.
I'm like, what do you mean? He was 10 rows in front of me.
He's with Dickie Brasher.
And he was
Dickie
already
Brasher picked me up.
Gone.
Hey. And the cops in Boston were waiting, just watching his car out front, asking him if he needed anything.
They're having a tea party.
I was like, he's not waiting for us? So he's like, no, he's gone. He's with Richie now. That's it. God, I didn't even see him. I mean, I didn't even see him down the concourse. I'm like, where'd Waddle go?
Concourse.
Sylvie got off the plane and goes, he's long gone.
They're waiting like he had a bad knee or something. They had the cart waiting for him. Dickie Brasher behind the wheel.
Dickie
drives 100 miles an hour in a 25.
Sure he does.
It's unbelievable.
Fucking maniac.
Guys like him that are driven like that, the laws really do not really matter.
They don't. He doesn't care.
He don't care. He'll just pay the fine.
For those who don't know, Dickie Brasher was one of your roommates or guys who was on the hockey team.
Yeah, he was on the hockey team. College. He was like a free agent with either the Hawks.
We looked it up. It was the Hawks.
I went to camp 1 year with the Hawks.
Yeah. In the 80s.
Yep.
So 1,000 miles an hour, made his gazillions in,
God only knows
quote-unquote investing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay.
Every now and again, a box will fall off the back of a truck, and what? You'll find yourself with a nice watch and maybe some luxury clothing.
From Dickie. Tommy, feel good. Boom.
He's in the dry cleaning business.
Good stuff.
No,
not really.
No money in dry cleaning. As Danny.
Waste management, baby.
No money in dry cleaning.
Maybe the laundering.
Oh, man.
Yeah, concrete business.
No,
yeah,
he's in the restaurant business.
I don't know who runs the concrete business.
Oh, restaurant.
In the 70s in New York.
But it ain't the Boy Scouts.
No, it is not.
Got a restaurant.
By the way, that's from Back to School.
Yes.
Yeah. Right there.
It is from Back to School.
Yeah.
When he's doing the lesson to the professor in class. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Got to know who to grease if you're going to be getting into business.
So you landed safely. Everybody was there. Thayer busted your balls because you piled four bags on your wife. And the poor girl, the waif that she is.
Strengthy. She's strong, though.
Strengthy.
She is strong.
Strengthy, but a waif nonetheless. She's strong. Right?
Strong. Did you get force her to carry all the bags off the plane?
Of
yes. I made sure I took them off. Yeah.
She put them on her back. Did you have her like a pack mule taking them out?
Here you go, Allie.
Pick it up.
I miss
pick
one of
like a furniture
mule. I'll have the kids. Exactly. You take the bags.
Tenzing Norgay. She's got everything on her back while you're climbing up the mountain.
Oh, my God.
Thanks, sweetie. Thanks for volunteering.
I'm keep my mind on the game tomorrow. You grab the bags.
You guys make a good couple. You guys,
Thank you.
Two of you,
so funny.
You guys are perfect for each other. You know that, right? You know that.
How do you? Know?
I'm sure you guys
When was the last time
you guys
hung
put up with your idiosyncrasies? Last time I saw Allie, I believe.
Hello.
Was in one of the suites.
It can't. You've seen her since then,
maybe, but I can't tell you exactly when. But I knew that I had seen her up in the suite level up there, 500 penthouse, the upper area.
Yes.
What were you seeing?
Either Blackhawks.
Game?
Blackhawks.
Are you going to go back to the Hawks games this year?
It was Crawford's suite.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you were there?
Listen, as long as it's free.
It's for you?
I will go.
Yeah.
But if it's not free, I won't pay one dime.
Even to go see Bedard?
Not one dime to go see the Blackhawks play.
Are you kidding?
Ever.
Okay.
And when I'm there, really? If I'm not in a suite, I'm not getting free everything, then I'm not buying a thing when I'm there.
Why? Why?
Because you won't get $1 from me ever again.
Why?
Blackhawks.
Is there an owner in town that will get your money?
Nobody.
No. Nobody?
There's nobody.
Nobody gets my money.
Yeah, what happened?
If I go for free, I'll go.
Why won't you? You used to be a season ticket holder.
That's a long time ago.
By the way, Johnny's not tight with his cash. Johnny's very generous.
Well, nothing. I just don't want to. I don't want to pay the sports teams in this town.
He's done. Not he's tapping out.
Made a living my whole life.
I don't care.
What if the Bears turn it around?
That's what I do.
Oh, get out of here.
If I go into a suite. No, again, Seneca Petroleum.
Yeah,
I get invited into a suite. Everything's free. I'll go.
Then do you have to like entertain, or are you just sitting there in the corner drinking and eating?
No, I'm being entertained.
Okay.
What happens?
I'm invited as a guest.
What happens when you retire to Florida?
Right.
And you're living the good life in Florida. Let's say you go to Tampa.
Somebody else is going to have to pay for the house.
I won't go to Tampa.
You won't?
No, I'd be on the other side.
Okay, probably. You go to Miami, right?
Or I'd be in Fort Myers.
Okay.
What I would do with my discretionary dollar?
Let's say you go to Miami. Would you be like, I'll buy a half a season's worth of tickets
No. I'll go to Gulfstream Park and watch the horses.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
I'll go to Calder. I don't even think Calder's
country
still open.
Calder's not
sure.
Open.
I'll join a country club.
But like, as crazy as it sounds, you wouldn't just say, I'm living in Miami. I'm going to buy a half a season ticket playing to the Marlins. When the Cubs come to town, I'll go see him. Or no.
No.
You won't do it?
No.
He's going to be on the golf course.
I see myself maybe one day doing that.
What are you wearing?
Like a straw hat?
I went for an invitation. I
probably
never
baseball.
Buy a shirt.
Yeah, like probably baseball.
I think basketball. I got your
depends on.
Yeah.
Because it's winter and it would get me through the winter. Yes. Like when I don't.
Like I'd buy a Heat ticket package and like go watch the
good
teams.
How old are you at this point?
And that's good for you.
Retired.
When I'm retired.
I'm not going to be on the golf course in the day.
Yeah, but the basketball games are at night.
I can watch them in the fucking, like the lanai I have outside the house.
I'm with Sylvia.
Fucking hammered and smoking butts.
I think it'd be a good way to like spend
the winter.
The winter. And like, and you don't have to go to every game. And you could even use some of it as an investment and resell them. But like, especially if they're good, and when like the good NBA teams come to town,
we can watch a game at my house. Yeah,
tickets come over. We'll sit down. Tickets are expensive.
They've taken the secondary market out of it. They've made the secondary market
in.
It really is expensive.
It sucks. You're right about that.
When they have a television that's facing the pool, we'll have like a couple of big swan rafts we can lay in and watch the game.
Alligator raft. I wouldn't want to get scared. But when they started selling their own tickets and they had their own ticket scalping things, that in essence was market research for them. They found out how much they could charge.
100%.
And when they found out, they've reached a
dynamic
point
pricing,
where it was at, and boom, it was there. And now your level that you can have the secondary market hardly even exists.
Mm. Do you remember when the Cubs got ripped for that?
Yeah.
Carm, did they solve whatever happened in the stadium?
I don't know. I believe.
Yeah, the answer is yes.
I believe.
Have they told us?
Yeah, they just haven't told us. Yeah, I've heard from enough people that say
it's the dumbest.
What Peggy said is 100% correct.
Right, but my point is the fact that they won't address it is the craziest thing on the face of the
nonsense.
Oh, the gunshot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of went away.
Yeah,
right.
Well.
Jerry came up and mumbled a little bit and then said something.
It would never go in the stadium.
They're still trying to tell you that there's a really good chance that the bullet came from outside the stadium.
And shell casings are on the floor.
And
shell casings are on the
floor. Really loud bang.
Yeah.
From 31st Street. Right.
Yeah. The John Mengelt high archer coming into the stadium.
Somebody talk to them about ballistic dynamics here, Yurko. Yeah. When you fire a gun, the shell doesn't go with it.
I asked for someone who was educated in the world of ballistics to call the show. No one called.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Normally, people call about everything. There's got to be people.
Well, the problem is they also, the basic thing, like the shell casing wouldn't be where the bullet's at.
No, yeah.
It's pretty solid unless what fired it was there.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
That's a basic concept. Yeah. It's not a complicated concept.
Look, the woman wants to talk about it.
The White Sox
without 100% knowledge of exactly what happened, they don't want to be able to talk about
it. They are so much on the pay no mind list that a gun went off in the stadium.
And everyone just decided not
like,
even.
Eh. Yeah. All right,
whatever.
Not worth it.
That's how little people care about anything.
Wait till
that
next
goes
year.
On down there.
Wait till next year.
A gun went off inside a fully packed, crowded stadium.
And there's no interest in coming to a conclusion presenting the facts.
Do we really
want
to dig to the bottom of this? Not really.
Wouldn't you think you'd want to tell your fans what happened so that you could
decided to stand on the field and smoke a cigar and tell the reporters to go screw when he should have been talking.
He was entertaining. Do you think
cares one bit about what his responsibility to this fan base is? Jerry doesn't give two fucks what the fan base thinks or cares for, not even for a millisecond.
There's a Sox fan right here.
I don't think Jerry is all that eager to explain.
How about the optics of that one, too, right before he's going to fire Kenny and Rick? He's with Kenny and Rick and Bill Cowher.
Bill Cowher.
It was the weirdest day.
He was consulting with Bill Cowher. Hey, Bill, what do you think I should do with these two?
Ridiculous. It's all ridiculous.
That sounds like a Bears plan. Bring in a baseball coach, talk about
the only positive thing I can say about anything that's happened is that I think Chris Getz made two good hires from outside the organization, which could help them.
Well, whatever Chris wants.
Chris Getz.
That's right.
Barfield could be good because he comes from a guy.
You should hire a private fucking investigator to figure out what happened in his day.
I think two guys from the wall. He's bringing them down.
Well, I think they are two people.
The men of the Night's Watch.
I think they are two people from good organizations that could help them. From winning organizations that could help
Baltimore?
Them.
Baltimore?
No.
Yeah, but they hired two.
Bannister was with the Giants and with Boston. He was there when Boston won its last World Series, and he was with the Giants.
Right.
And Barfield was working with Mike Hazen, who's a Theo guy, in Arizona.
So
and
their staff Arizona. Is now so 12 like, people instead of 120.
I'll rip them, believe me, in most of what they do. But at least the only positive thing I'll say is, like, I think those were two good hires from outside that might have a different set of eyes that say, you guys need to, we need to change
He's
this.
Looking for another bite at the apple, I think.
Yeah,
I'll never get another bite at the apple. I don't care about getting a bite at the apple.
Are you ready for a season ticket package?
I want them to be good. No.
You'll 13 get a gamer? Bite at the apple again.
Oh, no, we're never
Sure you will.
Aussie package?
Yes, you will.
What does that mean? Like talking to Jerry?
Oh, no, not talking to Jerry.
No. No, they'll be good.
You'll bite the apple.
Oh, I'll bite the apple. Listen, I'm back in. I want them to be good. I love them. I love baseball, but
you'll be welcome back there. That's what I meant.
Oh.
Well, like they said, you'll never get another bite at the apple. And we were at the World Series party that same year.
Yeah, come on.
I was drinking their Bacardi.
You're drinking free booze, Jerry, yeah. So maybe Barfield and Bannister can help turn it around.
What are you guys hard for?
Bedard.
So we'll give
hard
some
for Bedard.
First
hard
for
Bedard.
Hard for Bedard.
Hard for Bedard.
Hard for Bedard.
By the way, it's creepy because he's 18.
18 years old. BlueChew.com. Use the promo code Unhinged. You'll get a month's supply free. You've heard Yurko talk about it. Everybody knows. Come on. You need a little help. It's okay. Don't be ashamed. Blue Chew is what you need. They've got the mint-flavored Vardenafil now. That's what you want. Yurko says fresh breath. That's key.
That's pretty
good. So BlueChew.com.
That'll help.
And I am hard for Connor Bedard tonight. I am, like, so excited for tonight and tomorrow. Their national games. The Hawks have a gauntlet of a schedule to start. Like a really tough schedule. They don't even play at home till next Saturday.
First five games around the road.
Yeah, against,
five
like,
of 11.
Boston.
Do opponents try to goon him up or no?
Yeah, I mean, the game's different now, but like...
Yeah, they'll be a little physical with it, but they won't goon them up.
Right.
The game's too different now. Not the way it used to be.
No,
15, 20 years ago, they'd come out and just
Let's
press him against the board.
Yeah, it's different
now. I mean, they'd squeeze Kaner up against the board when he was young, but they didn't try to kill him, except for Vancouver at some point. They realized, remember?
But like, you know, they'll be physical with him. I mean,
there been an ultimatum sent down from the league? Hey, you touch this fucking guy and hurt him, and we're going to bend you in half.
But I'll tell you, the kind of promotion that's been built around him, I mean, it was as Get Up this morning was segueing into promoting its hockey coverage, it was about Connor Bedard.
Yeah,
it should be. Joe Buck last night had mentioned it. He goes, this phenom in Chicago, Connor Bedard, like, you know, and ESPN's good at that. Like, they're pushing the product. It's good. I mean, McAfee's in a Pens jersey this morning. That's awesome. Bedard was on his show yesterday. I don't care that the edict's coming down from above. It should. Like, help promote your product.
Promote your product.
Yeah, like,
who gives a shit?
Hockey needs it, you know? Jesus. And, like, that they're all in on Bedard, that the league is pushing it so hard is
hockey
incredible.
Hockey on ESPN needs a blue chew.
Yeah. What about the rest of them?
What about the rest of who, Yurko?
The Blackhawks.
Well, listen, Hall. No.
This is minor league.
He's a kid. He's not Bedard. He's a phenom. He's a phenom. I think Taylor Hall's a good addition for them, and like guys like Foligno and Hall will be good.
Save
it for the show. We got to do a Hawk or not a Hawk.
I was going to say, how about Frank Stevens? He should be good, huh?
Don't look up. Don't cheat. I'll test
promise
you guys.
You,
the Hawks brought back John Scott. He's on the team.
Yeah, John Scott's on the broadcast.
On the broadcast?
Broadcast.
No, I thought they brought him back for the team.
Stop. No. Broadcast.
And the broadcast.
How does he sit in the booth?
They're going to vote him as an MVP.
Good question.
I thought he's on the team to rock up some of the opponents.
Nope.
I can't wait to do Hawk or not Hawk with these guys.
Are you going to do it with us?
You know what I'm hard for? I'm hard for next Sunday. For this coming Sunday.
This coming Sunday,
I'm hard to see if the Bears' offense continues.
Me too,
I'm hard for the Vikings coming to town without Justin Jefferson.
Yeah. I got a
stiffy. I'm with Sylvie on that.
Can we get two in a row?
Harmon's got a little chubby.
Wouldn't it be great if it actually did like that? If it was, you know.
we were wondering, really. are you going to apply for the defensive analysis analyst?
Yeah, what about it, Yerk? You want to be one of the defensive analysts?
No.
Analysts?
I've got a job. I got a job that I love.
No, but you could do both.
I got a job that I love. No, you can't. You've got to seek permission if you're going to have a second job. Maybe you guys haven't read your emails.
Can you?
Seek permission. You've got to seek permission.
Carmen will
from
give
the
you
boss.
Permission.
Permission granted. Go work for the Bears.
But he'd have to give up all his free attending.
Yeah, I got free time. I enjoy my free time. What do you mean? I got free time. I enjoy my free time.
We were talking yesterday. He's on a Zoom call with Eberflus, and he's looking at all the different quail.
He's watching Luka Modric highlights while he's supposed to be breaking down tape.
He's looking for a new duck blind.
Quail too small. You know, it's deer season.
Next month, I thought.
My guys are up in Michigan hunting now.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
It's not deer season, but they're hunting up there in Michigan.
No, it's deer season up in Michigan. They're hunting deer.
Nice. I think Wisconsin and us is November, though, isn't it? Isn't Illinois?
Well, there's different. There's bow season, then there's gun season.
Got it.
Are you a hunter?
No, never. Never hunted. Well, never.
So hopefully,
I like to fish.
Hopefully, there'll be some venison coming down the pipeline.
I love venison.
Yeah.
Do you gut your kills?
Huh?
You gut your kills?
I have gutted my kills, but I've never killed a deer.
No?
I don't go deer.
No, he's a bird.
I'm a bird hunter.
He's a duck hunter.
You gut those?
I've cleaned my birds,
Clean my birds.
And
pretty impressive.
I defeather my birds, and I try to maintain as much
meat
as possible per duck.
Because you're using...
I want to harvest them. Yes. Most guys just breast them, and the rest of the carcass goes to waste. Right. Not me. I boil them in water, and make it easier to pluck them.
You're not killing for sport. You're killing for food.
Yeah, get the innards that are edible.
Yeah.
Fry them up with some bacon.
Yeah. What innards are edible?
Flavor.
A little liver.
Livers.
Living off the land over there.
Yeah, a little kidney. Little gizzard. Duck kidneys.
Pancreas.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Stop it. That's gross.
Duck pancreas is delicious.
No, it's not. No, it isn't.
I have no idea.
No, it's not.
We pull out the innards, we identify the heart, and we identify the liver, and that's what we eat.
It's disgusting.
Gizzard's got too much crap.
Do ducks have wieners?
Of course.
Mallards.
I know, but I mean, like.
The drakes do.
Of course.
Look, corkscrews. Okay.
Do you need a brush up on sex ed?
When it comes to ducks, I was just asking.
It's still an animal.
I've never cleaned a duck. I've never been up on it with a duck.
Have you ever seen a duck penis?
No, that's what I'm asking.
Corkscrew.
Wow.
Really? Like silly pasta?
There you go. Did you ever see a duck penis
before? I didn't know that, but I knew it had a cock. I mean, I knew
what he
was.
Drakes have cocks.
Yeah, I mean.
Put that on the description at the end. Duck cock.
We should get in touch with Google. Duck penis Google images are going to go up big time after this.
Is it really a spiral?
We can't see it.
We got to go downstairs. We got to tease.
Bit Defender.
We'll see you guys later. This was fun.
Right.
It was good to be back. Let's do this again. Let's do it more regularly.
Only if the Bears win.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?
Fuck you.